What's up, Titans fans? We're back for another episode of the Post Route. I'm going to start out with some breaking news here, guys. Da-da-da. Vince Young got hurt for the CFL team. He tore his hamstring. He's out for a long time.
I can't make jokes about Vince Young. That's
buddy.
That's
breaking news.
No, I mean, I don't feel good for a guy getting injured. I mean, Vince, you know, but his time's over, and I think he knows that. But I can't have fun at Vince Young's injury.
I'm gonna be honest. I didn't even know.
Pac-Man Jones, maybe so. I could maybe have fun at.
I didn't even know he was on the team.
He's on the CFL, buddy. The Rough Riders.
The Rough Riders.
All right, no, for real though. We're gonna talk here first about the website. Chris has been, just technologically.
Tech man. Yeah, he's the tech man.
He's on top of it. You want to tell us a little about it, Chris?
Well, yeah, you know, it's thepostroute.com. No, thepostroute.squarespace.com.
Yep.
And we are looking into getting rid of the Squarespace part. Hadn't done that yet. But anyway, you go to the website. On the front page, I'm going to have our most recent podcast on there right now, plus a link to Anthony's newest article. And I'll try to keep that up to date as much as possible. And this week we moved from SoundCloud to our own site hosting the podcast. So you can get all of our podcasts.
Instead of the last three
Instead of the last three because, the limitations for SoundCloud. We decided that we need to move off of that. So we're hosting it from our site. So you can go to thepostroute.squarespace.com and click I think it says podcast library.
Yep.
And you can get all of our podcasts on there.
You can comment on any of them.
Spent a lot of time on the website. He hadn't shaven in days. Hadn't left his room. Hadn't showered. But that got that website done quick. So
and iTunes
good. It looks
reviews.
Good, man. I like it.
Yeah, it does look very good. iTunes reviews, we're jumping up. I think we got 16 now.
Yeah. The reviews they just don't take that long. Everybody assumes that the reviews take a long time, but we really appreciate the reviews we got. I mean,
right.
I don't know how many we got this week, but I don't know, 8 maybe.
Something like that.
A lot of reviews, and they've been positive. But if you have some constructive criticism, we're glad to hear that too.
Yeah, for sure.
So to keep the reviews coming, they're doing good. You can review us on iTunes, and I don't know how to do it on Google yet. I've been trying to figure it out. If one of you guys knows, shoot us an email, let us know.
Yeah, I don't have a Droid, so
yeah,
I don't either.
And also on the website, you can submit us a question. We would love to take them. We actually didn't get any this week, but we would love to take them, questions for you guys.
It doesn't necessarily have to be just the website. You can ask something there, but you can tweet us something.
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook.
Just our email, just whatever. Not going to give you my phone number, but...
one other thing before we get started. The Preds lost yesterday. Everybody knows. It kind of sucks, but...
They were robbed.
They were robbed. You're right. It wasn't good. But we'll go ahead and jump.
Just makes us a step closer to football season, though.
It does.
I mean, right. I was rooting for the Preds. I wanted the Preds to win, but it's time for football season now. It's
right.
There's not much in the way. It's just a...
I don't know how... I think it's like 87 days or something like that. I seen a countdown on NFL.com. So it's getting closer and closer.
Can't wait.
But
just
a lot
of hot days between us and football.
You're right, buddy. All right. We'll jump into the OTA conversation. There have been some injuries to start out. DeMarco Murray, he injured his hand. He had surgery. It's his right ring finger. They said he's going to be all right.
Well, it's the injury was really happened, I think, week two of the regular season, and he played with it. But he was going to, I guess, see if it would heal on its own, and clearly it didn't. He opted for surgery. He should be back at the start of training camp, they say.
Yeah, I saw a quote where he said if we played Sunday, he would play. There was a game Sunday, he wouldn't have had the surgery and would have played. So it should be no issue at all. It gives Henry more time, which is not a big deal during OTAs.
Yeah, I was going to say, from an OTA, and of course, mini camp starts this week.
So tomorrow, actually.
From that standpoint, Henry's going to get the looks in practice and things like that. But when DeMarco Murray comes back, he's going to be thrust.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah, he's fine. I don't think it's a big deal.
Tajay Sharp's the one that kind of worries me a bit. Paul Kaharski came out and tweeted that it was similar to the Kevin Dodd injury. It's a microfracture.
So it's career ending. Kevin Dodd. No, but yeah. I'm sorry, Chris.
No, it's definitely scary. I mean, and Sharp, you know, we already kind of expecting him to take a step forward and the kind of lead those rookie receivers into the season. And, you know, he's had the off-field allegations of, you know, the 10-roof assault thing.
The coaches kind of seem to think what I read, like the coaches are kind of brushing it off, saying he'll be ready for camp and everything.
Well, I mean,
that's the expectation, but it's always tricky when guys
foot injuries. Yeah. Yeah. It almost seems like they never go like they're planned.
It does seem that way. Yeah. So hopefully he's ready, and that brings it to the Eric Decker talk.
There's a lot of that, man.
So you know that's
I think another that's PK so again.
Officially released, was it today?
Yeah, officially released today. Yeah.
He lives in Nashville.
And I know Baltimore was looking at him, but they just signed Jeremy Maclin.
They signed Maclin, yeah.
So they opted to go against Eric Decker. And, you know, they did mention, I saw that Paul Karski's like, well, Eric Decker lives in Nashville. Yeah. And
we got a receiver that's got a foot injury. We got a lot of money with the salary cap.
He produces too, man. When he's
healthy.
I was
surprised. I didn't realize. I mean, I know he did for Peyton Manning, and I always brushed him off as just a Peyton Manning making a receiver look good type deal. But then you look what he did with the Jets with Geno Smith and Fitzpatrick. And, I mean, he had 2 years ago, I think he had 12 touchdowns.
Hurt last year. But yeah.
What was his injury last year? Do y'all know?
Two things. I think he had a torn rotator cuff and then a torn labrum in his hip.
Yeah. My parents were at the celebrity softball game, and my stepdad was telling me how he was playing shortstop. And he said he jumped. He looked like extremely.
Well, he was already participating in OTAs, I believe. Oh, was he? Jets, right? Or he was willing to. I thought I read that he was either taking place in OTAs or he was, you know what I mean, healthy enough to take place. Maybe they were having some issues. Yeah, I think he was in OTAs.
Yeah, they said he made a play at shortstop. It was like he line drive, like 4 foot over 10. He jumped up and snagged it.
Yeah, he's 30 years old.
Veteran, too. That's kind of something we need.
I have no problem with them bringing him in. The only negative is it takes time away from the young receivers, and you know he's sort of at the end of his run. So you kind of don't want to slow down the
progression.
But again, we're trying to win. This is not the Titans that are 3-13. This is a 9-17 that's trying to get to the playoffs this year.
You also got some guys there that are kind of older, like Harry Douglas and. I mean, I know we just signed Weems, but
you know, if they do make that move,
I mean, Harry Douglas is a big factor. Though,
well, somebody personally. Like that's going to be a chopping block.
I feel that's what I'm saying.
You're saying he gets rid of one older guy to bring more experience in. Or
yeah, they would take Sharp. They would still keep Sharp.
Oh,
but
obviously,
that would take like
I'm just saying snaps.
Weems or snaps. Yeah. I mean, it would take Weems or Douglas out. Douglas ain't going to play much anyway. But instead of Douglas being at 5, who moved it,
we're trying to win now.
Well, it's crazy. Yeah. Like, last week we had the fan question about Jeremy Maclin, and neither of us were really that impressed with those rumors or, like, you know, kind of shot him down, didn't really want to go after him. And then Decker's kind of a different story.
Right.
But, you know, obviously the Sharp injury threw a little wrench into that.
Yeah, Decker's been – it really impressed me. Like I said, playing for Peyton Manning, he had 1288, I think, like through – his last year with Denver, I think he had 1288 maybe. And that's like, okay, he's obviously a good player, but he's got Peyton Manning. You know how it goes. I mean, a lot of receivers. But then he goes to the Jets with weaker receivers, and he really scored a lot of touchdowns.
No
three of the last 4 years, he's had double-digit
no
in touchdowns. Yeah, no quarterback for the Jets. And he wouldn't be coming in trying to blow up. He would just come in and try to be sort of like a Matthews type.
I think we'd get him at a pretty good price, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Salary-wise. We got plenty of money, maybe sign him 2 years, which really, if you look at it now, our roster set, it'd really only be like 1 year after this year because the money's not going anywhere, you know, at this point, free agency's over. So I'm actually all for Decker.
Yeah, that would be –
I have no problem with
it. I think it'd be a great signing for us.
Yeah.
And he could also, like we talk about the veteran, he would lead them young receivers. Like, he's been a good receiver for a long time in the league. Corey Davis needs a guy that can kind of be, you know, be a mentor.
You could argue be a good mix having two veterans and three young guys. You got Sharp, you got Corey Davis, and you got I just went blank on the slot receiver.
Tyrone Taylor.
So you kind of got two veterans and three young guys. It's a pretty good mix there. And they're not 34-year-old veterans either. They're like what's Matthews, 29, 28?
Something like that, 28, I think.
So, I mean, he's still got some gas in his tank. So, I mean, I'm actually all for the move.
Yeah, that'd be a good move. We'll move on from that. We're going to go.
Going back to the injuries, though, I just want to bring
more time. I was going to talk about Klug and Dodd.
Okay, well, Dodd, a little over a week ago, it came out that he had ended up having another surgery in January. And so, I mean, Are we ever going to see him on the field?
What was your nickname for him?
No, I would call him.
Oh, you call him.
I can't do that. But I don't want to run a guy down because he's injured. Obviously, we haven't seen him play. But
yeah,
it's just, you know, a little disappointing. He's a second round pick. You see him play well in the national championship game. You're thinking, well, this guy can help us a little bit on the outside, pass rushing. And you just, you know, just every time you look at it, he's injured. So I stop looking at it. You know, yeah, I stop looking at stuff
and,
on him.
And, you know, it's going to, we're going to bring him up again later on, you know, because we're talking about the holes. I mean, where's that going to leave the pass rush? Mm-hmm. So we'll dive into that later on. You mentioned Klug. You got anything on him?
I know that he is still going to be very limited when we get to training camp. Yeah, he'll be ready for the preseason and regular season, but he's for sure going to be limited to start out. Sly Williams is still out with an ankle injury.
I think Klug's a solid player, by the way, too.
So. Oh, me too. Yeah, he's a good
guy. He's a solid guy. He's like a solid, you know, bench type
he's
guy.
He's been with
you know,
us
rotation
for a while,
guy.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last couple bullet points I got on the injuries, Mariota did full team drills on Tuesdays with OTAs winding down. And basically that's just like we're going to have our quarterback ready.
They say he's going to be 100%.
100% start training camp. You know, especially with the backup quarterbacks, you know, going down with Castle and everything. We just need him ready to go. For the season.
Yeah, I think he's going to be fine.
And then the last little point, Malarkey said that Corey Davis should be ready to go when training camp starts.
Yeah, he actually, during the OTAs, he reports were that he made a bunch of plays and that he'll be completely off of the injury report.
This week, right?
This week, tomorrow. Yeah. So he won't be on the injury report. He looked very explosive at the end of last week.
So minicamp.
Another guy that they said – which this is going to be expected, that they said that he looked very, very good, Adore Jackson. They said he was extremely aggressive in coverage. He was going for the ball. He was around the ball a lot. His speed, Dick LeBeau quoted saying it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, that's his point. You know, he's one of the guys that you're just dying for first preseason game, really, to see Adore Jackson, see Corey Davis. I mean, those are the two – you want to see everybody, but those are the two guys you just – can't wait to see him. You know?
Yeah, and then one more guy, and then we'll move on to the meat of the podcast. Jayen Brown, he is. I mean,
we mentioned
him last week, but I mean, he's just getting everybody saying left and right how great he is. He's really good in coverage. Apparently, Arakpo said he was locking up Walker.
Oh wow!
Which, if you know about our linebackers in pass coverage,
they're not very good.
They're terrible, honestly. Yeah. They're we're gonna get into that too, but they're terrible. So that's what we need. I mean, that's one of the positions that's why we drafted him. I think for more of like a, you know, coverage linebacker.
Yeah, to get price from a rack post saying that you're locking down like one of the best tight ends. I'm sure he wasn't locking him down like completely, but I mean, that's pretty good. I think to be
much needed.
Yeah, for a young guy to get that high of a price from a veteran. And then that'll lead us into, we talked about Malarkey a while ago. We'll talk about him first, about our coaches. We're just going to talk a little bit about the coaches, how we think they're going to go on.
What's their future with
Titans. Future with the Titans.
Well, how good of a job they've done. We're going to basically talk about all the guys we're wanting to fire. I'm just kidding, no. But that's not yet. Right. No, the coaches for sure. You want to just start with the head coach?
Yeah, we can just start with Malarkey. Yeah. He's our 18th coach. I'm just going to give you a couple facts. 18th coach in franchise history. He's got 21 years of coaching experience. He took over midseason, as you know. He's 11-14 as our coach. Last year was 9-7. That's it. He's always been an offensive guy. He's spent 8 years as offensive coordinator. When he was offensive coordinator, he made the playoffs 5 of 7 times. I'm not 100% sure on him yet.
Well, there's no way anybody's really 100% sure. Well, right.
And you know, going into him, you know, when we first brought him on as a head coach, there was a little worry that he was kind of an older school head coach. You know, his offensive success was kind of the old NFL offense type thing. Run the ball, and then, you know, pocket pass type stuff.
And we just
not really spreading the ball out.
More of the modern NFL, yeah.
Yeah, we just wasn't sure that was going to work. I mean, it worked last year.
Well, for me, that's just my take on Malarkey.
Yeah.
Until last year, all signs pointed to that he was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no – as a head coach, there was really nothing that made you think good. I thought we maybe didn't go after that first year. And then last year, you saw like legit improvement.
Yeah.
I mean, he did a good job last year. It is what it is. You got to look at how it is. And mm-hmm. I thought he did a really good job. And now I was on the malarkey's super temporary.
Yeah.
Now move into the, well, let's see.
It's maybe.
Malarkey,
yeah.
Maybe so.
I think this year's going to be big, obviously, because of the expectations. But you remember back in, I can't remember the exact year, I think it was 2011, 2012, Munchak had a 9-7 season his first full season. So
you look good. So you're worried that Malarkey could possibly go out there and
lay an egg.
And if he does, he's instantly fired.
Oh, exactly.
Instantly fired. Yeah. He's gone.
Because
we have some up and coming talent. We don't have. I'm not saying we're the top echelon of talent, but we're one of the up and coming talented teams in the league. I really believe that.
If the team we have now played the team we had when Munchak went 9-7, I mean they would demolish them.
We have some things we can hang our hat on. You know, with the offensive line and stuff, you know, which I didn't really think we had something to that level. You know, we could then. I'm Malarkey, we'll see. He's in a position to win. I don't mean, you know, 12-4, but I mean, I want to make the playoffs this year.
I think 10 games is the expectation.
Oh, if we had any kind of – again, we'll get into this. If we had an average pass defense, we'd have won 11 games last year.
Yeah.
Well, right. I doubt in my mind if we had average
you know, a lot of
pass
major,
defense.
A lot of major media outlets are already kind of picking us dark horse to – you know, make the playoffs and mm-hmm. kind of put up a surprise season.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, so I'm Malarkey's a wait and see. I've never been a fan, but I can't.
You can't
act like
him.
He didn't do good last year. Yeah, I mean, he did a good job. I know we saw growth, and I really like the fact that our offensive line is like something to hang our hat on. We got an offensive line that can go with the big boys.
Speaking of the offensive line, we'll go into the offensive coordinator Terry Rubisky. This is a guy I think that's pretty intriguing. The second season as our offensive coordinator. He's only had six other seasons as offensive coordinator. But he's
who are they with?
30, man, I don't know 100% to be honest with you. You killed me with it, buddy. I know he's got 34 years
on the spot
of coaching experience, and he's always been on offensive side of the ball. He spent eight seasons as the Falcons wide receiver coach. He worked with tight end. He's been a tight end coach, running back coach, receivers. I mean, offensive coordinators multiple times.
So all over the place on skill.
Well, but what really counts is how did he do for us last year?
Yeah.
And I thought he did a solid job. I thought he did really solid establishing the run. I was pretty happy with Rubinsky. I can't.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. I mean,
we had the 11th ranked total offense in the league.
With a
second-year quarterback. That's pretty good. Now, some people look at our 25th-ranked passing attack last year, which is the same as the year before. But I think that 25, it's a different 25 than the 25 before because we were so good at running the ball.
Yeah.
We didn't have to attack as much.
We played 1998-type style football a little bit, but that's not a bad thing. I mean, everybody's going away from that, so everybody's getting real smaller linebackers and guys that can play. I kind of enjoy the way we play. We just get a little better at it.
Yeah,
right. In the passing game, we get a receiver like Corey Davis, but I like the style of play. Well, I like establishing the run.
Well, Mariota also didn't have to attempt as many passes. That's why our rank is so low. So
yeah.
It's like
some of it's stylistic.
You can say that he didn't move the passing attack up from 25 because he stayed at 25, but it's a different 25 if that makes any sense. Just because I think the rushing man went from 25th all the way up to 2 in 1 year.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is the offense was clearly better.
Oh, way better.
So you can't, I mean, kind of like Malarkey, I'm not saying I'm soloing him forever, but I thought he did a good job last year. I thought Rubisky did fine, and I want to keep establishing that run and just keep, I mean, we got some possibilities. If we just keep the run game where it's at, our offensive line's pretty young, and Mariota just keeps developing with the receivers. I mean, you got to, you know.
We're not going to dive into, like, the the other – I'm talking about – we're not going to dive into, like, the position coaches, but I just want to mention Russ Grimm. He's a Hall of Fame player. He's a Hall of Fame coach probably, and he's done an incredible job with the offensive line. Yeah. We went from, like, one of the worst in the league to second ranked by Pro Football Focus last year.
Pretty well elite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
Pro Football Focus had our water boy ranked third in the league, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to go that deep, So, I agree. The offensive line was some serious development. I mean, you know, we could go into it real quick. I mean, I looked at it last night. Football Focus had us the 6th and 7th best tackle in the league.
Yeah.
And they're both super young.
Do you remember who was higher?
I didn't. I just was kind of going
Conklin?
Through. But it's Conklin was higher, yes.
Conklin was 6.
Yeah, LaJuan was 7.
That's crazy.
And then
first year, I mean.
That's what I was saying. I didn't know which one was higher.
Ben Jones was 7th. Center in the league.
Man.
Spain was the 18th guard.
That's pretty good.
He's underrated.
There's two guards every team.
And Klein was right around the, I think he was 31 or 32, so he was kind of in the average starter. Yeah. Spain above average guard, upper level tackles. You could say elite for their experience.
And probably
and
elite.
He had the seventh best center.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's pretty stout.
Yeah,
that's pretty darn stout.
Overall, the offense, I mean, drastically improved. And the defense.
Yeah, but you were just saying earlier, maybe the numbers don't really point to that passing wise, but you could tell if you watched the games, there was improvement on the field.
Yeah, even from Mariota's first year, second year, some people expect the sophomore slump. He didn't necessarily have it.
He clearly had a better year.
Yeah,
second year. So you're going to go over to the defense.
Defense.
Right, here's where we get into some debate.
Start rocking your chair a little bit.
Yeah. Dick LeBeau.
It's 700.
He's 79, about to turn 80. He's turning 80 when the season. He'll turn 80 in September, I believe.
Everybody knows him because he was with the Steelers. He had 10 top five defenses with
him. Did a great job.
Five seasons as number one.
He was defensive coordinator for the Bengals when they went to the Super Bowl. He's had an incredible run. His resume is super legit.
Right.
You look at his resume, it's super legit. There's no question. And something that Anthony pointed out, he took our defense from 27th to 13th. So when you see that, you go, great resume. Big jump up, but we had a 30th ranked pass defense, and it was terrible, and it lost us multiple games.
But do you think that could be because he didn't have the personnel he thought?
That's very possible. Yeah, that's the debate. LeBeau, if he struggles this year, I wonder if they'll look around a little bit. We brought Logan Ryan in, who's a upper level corner.
Well, at this point, you got to kind of look around. I mean, 80.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean.
How much longer is he planning on doing it?
Yeah.
But we've helped our secondary,
We've given him players. We were second against the run last year. Avery Williamson was the best. Well, I can't remember the exact stat. Pro Football Focus. He was the best run stopping middle linebacker. But he was
in terms of
he was 41st overall and worse, even worse against the pass.
Yeah,
Woodard was 29th overall and worse against the pass. So they were good against the run and god awful against the pass.
They're great against the run, really, you could say.
Yeah, yeah.
They're top two or three.
Yeah, second. Yeah.
I felt sometimes, though, teams could just hit an open receiver every play, so it didn't feel like
especially
the
linebackers.
Run, the run defense. Yeah, I know they stopped the run because they gave up a ton of passing yards, so many people didn't run. I don't know yards per carry against us, what that was.
They're
good against the run. You're right, exactly. You could even say really good, but they're dreadful against the pass. Woodyard's old.
Almost 270 yards.
We'll go into some of that when we get into some of the holes. But there's defense is a question, and this is a big year for LeBeau. I know he's proven it, so it's not like he's a young coach. He's got to prove that he's good.
I at least want to see the secondary jump from 30th against the pass last year. Man, at least
to mediocre.
17th or
mediocre,
something like
If it's mediocre, I think we'll win 10, 11 games this year. We would have won 11 games last year if we had the 16th best pass defense. I 100% believe that.
We're not going to be able to blame it on not having any talent this year for LeBeau.
There's some talent. You don't know what a Dory Jackson will do.
Yeah.
McCain's okay, but, this is a big year for LeBeau, and not because he has to prove himself like a young coach. It's just the results have to be there.
Right.
So.
And I personally think that even if he doesn't do great this year, I think he'll probably be here at least two more years. I think so. I don't know. He's saying that he doesn't want to stop coaching anytime soon.
If the defense lets the team down, though, he's got to step away, or somebody's got
to
step in.
It's going to be some pressure put on Robinson to kind of pull the trigger on maybe somebody who can get it done if they fall flat on their face this year, especially after going out in the offseason, spending what they did in free agency and getting stuff to shore up that pass defense. They're gonna look for some improvement.
Now, having said that, it could easily swing the other way. It would not surprise me if with the added talent, the resume coach slowly bring them along. They're from 27 to 13th. We take a jump up to from 13th to 7th or 8th, and the secondary's average, and the run defense is elite. You bring Cipriano in, who's a killer against the run.
Yeah.
So it could easily swing. I'm not saying it's not going to swing. I'm saying I'm on the fence. LeBeau's kind of it's crazy to say, but I'm not sold on any of our coaches, but I'm not way down on any of our coaches.
Right.
That's kind of how I feel about all three of our main coaches.
And does Shea Townsend, like I said, we're not going to go into all the position coaches, but Shea Townsend, he's a secondary coach. He's played with Dick LeBeau. He played in his system.
Right.
He knows his defense, and now he has the talent there. He's got to show that he can coach.
Oh, yeah. So if he shows results, you know, people are going to look at it like, yeah, Deshae Townsend's like a future defensive coordinator in the LeBeau system.
Yeah.
But if he shows results he did last year, he's not going to be coaching very long.
No, oh, yeah, right.
So it's kind of like if he does good, LeBeau will do good, if that makes sense. If he's impressive, the job he does, LeBeau will be impressive, because I think that's where it's at in the secondary.
The secondary, yeah.
And that, and that's
pivotal.
Do y'all think that, like, say LeBeau wanted to retire in next year, the year after, could you see Deshae Townsend taking that spot?
I don't see it that early. I mean,
yeah, especially with
this pretty early.
Especially how much we struggle now. For 2 years, our secondary trucks. And then in 2 years from now, people might say, maybe so. But it does seem a little early unless the secondary blows up. And you know, if they blow up the next year or two with these new guys, maybe so.
Yeah.
And we should, since we're talking about the secondary, we should go into some of the holes. But you probably want to talk about special teams a little bit.
We got one more coach to talk about. Steve Hoffman. He took over last year when they got rid of Bobby April. And from what I hear, it was pretty hard for Malarkey to get rid of April. He's a good friend. But the special team was just so bad. I mean, it just wasn't good. Hoffman, his 27th season as a coach, he's usually been in on the special team side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we've added specific players to help special teams. Brendan Trawick, Darren Bates. And also in the return game, you added Adore Jackson, Kalfani Muhammad, Eric Weems, and Kalfani's a little running back that we drafted from Cal.
Right.
Hold on real quick before you say that. I'm going to need Chris to do 10 push-ups for his computer just going off the middle of the podcast.
So you just drop you?
Yes, just
right
drop. The listeners, we're just going to assume you're doing them. I'll count them out.
All right, go.
Okay,
start
no,
counting.
I'm just kidding. His computer went off. Just giving him a hard time. But
this is an area that I think – I mean, this is going to be a test run for this guy, Steve Hoffman. He's been with the Titans for 4 years. If the special teams doesn't improve again this year, I mean, I think he's gone. I don't think they're going to sit around and wait.
A little different return game, though, when you're bringing Adore Jackson in for what we had last year.
Mark,
you know?
Mariana.
Yeah, Mariana is like, it's a lot more talent. You got wings.
Cast
the
ball. Yeah. Just cast the ball, don't follow it.
Yeah. The return game, though, for some reason, I don't worry about it as
coverage,
much.
Yeah.
Coverage is the thing that I mean, it lost us multiple games last year. I mean,
gave up one against Houston, right?
Houston, Miami, they ran a punt back.
Yeah.
They recovered an onside kick. Like I said, this is, I mean, it's just not good.
The same umbrella, yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. So,
you know, some of these guys that they brought in, you know, like Jayon Brown, I mean, he could be on the you know, special teams coverage team.
Oh, yeah. I think like Jonnu Smith. I think he'll be a Caraway. Yeah, I think all of them are going to probably.
Cyprian doesn't play special teams, does he, or does he?
He could.
He seems like he'd be a monster, but I can't say that I know much about if he plays or not.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
He seems like that would be right up his alley.
I didn't like study the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, me either. I'm just saying, it seems like he would be the kind of guy, a safety that's just like a head-hunting safety that
could
really tackle, like an elite tackler.
But I think the special teams coverage is going to be totally different this year. You're not going to see a lot of the same players, because I think you're going to see some rookies on there, some new guys. And different people just to go down there and cover the ball. I mean, you don't have Valentino, whatever his name is, Blake, I don't know his name, try to, like, stop the ball on the 1 yard line on a coverage. You remember that when he did that? It was against Miami.
Yeah.
He, like, stopped the ball from going in the end zone. I mean,
the special teams, you're right, coverage was an issue. The kicking was fine. The returning might have been a player issue. So we've addressed that with Adore Jackson and Weems.
Yeah.
But the coverage will be. Was what has to take a step forward, but you like our punter and kicker, you know.
Yeah, they've all. I mean, they're solid. They're solid guys.
Yeah.
So we'll jump into. We can go.
Yeah, I wanted to talk this week. I brought up to Anthony the holes in the roster, just because not that there's a lot of holes. We just, you know, we were debating everything in the offseason. There's so much to talk about, and I thought we addressed a lot of stuff in the draft.
Oh yeah,
but I'm looking at stuff like still is a question mark, and still what some of the holes are, and we talked about it earlier. For me. Inside linebacker.
I mean, I think we all three have got
Yeah, you
that
can't
now.
Hit everything.
I mean, that's like
the
my
draft.
First
yeah.
one. Yeah. I think we're all going to have that one.
Yeah, we did a lot. I liked what we did in the draft from needs-wise. You just can't get it all. Like I said before, we talked to Hightower, but it seemed like that was never really that serious.
Yeah, it didn't
I wouldn't be surprised if next year our first-round pick, by the way, is an inside linebacker. We need a difference maker in the inside to replace Woodyard.
Woodyard's getting old, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's an older player, even though he rated by Pro Football Focus better than Williamson. But you know his age, you know, is on the way down. They both struggle against the pass. I think we need that. You know, we got the guy from UCLA, but I'm not sure he's going to be ready to, like, start. I think.
Well, I don't know if he's got the body for an inside linebacker.
He might be more of like a nickel linebacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say. I know we need to address the problem, and I agree with it. But another guy that stood out, I mentioned last week, Nate Palmer. Everybody's saying that he's dropped a lot of weight. And they're saying he could challenge Williamson and Woodyard for playing time in the inside spot. I'm not saying he's going to be the difference maker.
Gives more depth and more options.
He could be a little. He could.
Well, the fact that he's going to be challenging our starters for the job, that kind of tells you
where the starters.
Well, I don't know if he's going to challenge them for the job. I just know that they said that he's going to challenge them for snaps. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's to me that's something.
Even still, I mean, it's you know that kind of you know points the picture of it being sort of a hole. You know.
Oh, it's a glaring hole in the whole team. It's but again, you can't address everything. I think next year you're going to see us, you know, address that big time.
You think there's any way that we address this in the season at all? I mean, via trade.
You never know.
Obviously, there's not very much out there on the free agent wire.
You don't see a lot of big trades like that for quality players. I think it's something we try to make it through this season and next year. I really believe first round pick. Inside linebacker would not surprise me one bit.
Well, I know they flooded the rumor around about like Navarro Bowman, and you know he's had some injuries and stuff. But I mean, would you be all right with going with a guy like that?
Maybe so. Is he talking about retiring?
I don't think so.
I haven't seen that.
Everything I've seen, you know, he's pointing to like him ready to play.
Okay, he's ready to
go. But the 49ers are trying to like get out from under that contract, and
I got you. Yeah, I'm thinking of the Eagles linebacker that they cut at the last minute.
Kiko Alonso? No. He plays for
God. Didn't the Eagles cut one of their inside linebackers?
No, it was Harris. It was from the Jets.
That's the
guy.
Jets.
Oh, the Jets. Okay.
I was also going to bring
at the last minute. Yeah, and he's talking about retiring. I know. I just got confused there. Yeah,
Harris.
There
it is. He's sort of like a run stopper anyway.
Yeah.
Though
he led their team in tackles last year.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. I didn't look and see how much he was in pass coverage.
He's never been a real big pass coverage.
We need a guy that, in my opinion, that can do both. And if you're, and like I say, it's down the road. I know it's talking about next year's draft. If you're drafting a guy in the first round. High, let's say, hopefully not too high.
Yeah,
but you're wanting an overall linebacker. Well, we need that difference maker. We need
unless
a guy
you
want to
like rip off the Rams.
You go after a guy like Harris or Maluga or anybody like that. Those guys are old.
Say that again, Chris.
Maluga.
Yeah.
You go after guys like that. I mean, they're like you know on the wrong side of 30.
Yeah,
and you know those guys are not going to be as good as they ever were. In pass coverage, and they're not great pass coverage guys anyway. They're
I feel we're band-aided it this year. We're just trying to get through the year. I think free agency and the draft next year, that's one of the spots we'll be all over.
Yeah.
It's a linebacker.
Because, man, that Fedorowicz guy from Houston, I mean, it seemed like you had Brock Osweiler just like tossing it up over the middle, and he was good. I mean, it was just
ridiculous. I mean, you really saw a lot of it. You know, we talked about it the secondary, and then it's a linebacker coverage combination was just. It was horrible. I mean, I thought we made good strides in everywhere. And again, I think it's going to be better this year, but last year was frustrating. We'd stop 3rd and 8. It's a 10-yard pass every time. He's wide open. Yep. Just what can you do?
Speaking of secondary,
yep.
I have that down as a whole.
Yeah, I do too, but there's a lot more options there.
Oh, yeah. There.
Logan Ryan, 16th by Pro Football Focus, I mentioned earlier.
He's good.
Solid starter for a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, you feel good about that one.
I feel he should be a good corner for us. You got Sims is kind of like the best of the – God, I hate to say
best of the
trash. But I shouldn't say trash, obviously. He was the best of the young guys we threw out there and hoped for the best last year.
Right.
Sims showed a little bit. Bryce McCain was mediocre. He's not great, but he's like kind of like a slot nickel type guy.
I just think that, me personally.
So you're just doing corners, just.
Well, I'm starting out with corners, because you look at it, because I thought corners were terrible last year.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying the upgrade of overall, still having Sims, which is the best, and McCain were kind of like the best of our bad guys.
Right.
Yeah. And then you got Logan Ryan, and you drafted Dory Jackson.
And we only got five on the roster that you can realistically see getting some playing time. I mean, you got Kalen Reed, McCain, like we said, Ryan, like we said, Dory Jackson, obviously, LaShawn Sims. Reed played last year, but he wasn't very impressive. He got beat a lot. And I personally think we just need to add a guy like a Kyle Arrington or a Sam Shields, a veteran guy that can go in there and lead like LaShawn Sims, Adore Jackson. Logan Ryan can be that guy.
I could see that. You're saying just another depth guy.
But just another depth guy that's a veteran. I don't think we need to add like an undrafted free agent.
Yeah, I got you. I can see that. That makes sense, yeah. And then you look at safety as part of the secondary. I mean, you want to go in.
I agree. But I personally
feel better about the safeties.
Feel better about the safeties, but also I don't see them add another safety. I think they're pretty confident in Byard, Cyprian.
Byard was okay last year. He wasn't great, though. He was okay. Cyprian's a destroyer on the run.
Yeah.
Everything you look at is run heavy, not very good against the pass. Like I say, you got Byard and you got Cersei. It's not, there's options there. Like, that's okay. I think that's okay. The secondary.
I like Byard. myself.
Yeah, I think Byers got potential.
I think he's probably one of the more pivotal players in the secondary.
Absolutely, yes.
I mean, if he even shows a glimpse of the ball hawk ability he had when he was in college.
He had 19 picks in college.
Yeah, I mean,
4 years.
Yeah, I mean, he... If he can turn it, I mean, just show any glimpse of that. He was great against, you know, like, you know, kind of our motto for our guys. He was great against the run.
Yeah. And, but when I look at the secondary, see, there's options that are realistic, you know, standout guys. There's realistic options there. Linebacker, yeah. There's no real options to me. You can't really go anywhere. Secondary, right. you got Ryan coming in. You got Adoree Jackson. The secondary, you got Byard taking a step up. You bring Cyprian. So I'm just saying it could be. It's kind of a hole, but there's a lot of – it could go up. You know what I mean? The linebackers are not going to go anywhere.
There are some possible answers there.
Answers is the word I'm looking for. Yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah.
And so, like, with the linebackers, see, there just aren't answers.
There's not – exactly. Yeah. It's exactly – you right. just took the word that I was trying to think of for 45 seconds. But, yeah, so there's answers there. But linebacker, there's not, so.
Do you think Byard and Cyprian are going to be the starters?
You know – it makes sense to me. I don't want to come the X's and O's on everything they've done, you know. But, I mean, you read stuff showing Searcy is starting.
What do you think, Chris?
And projected depth charts.
I've seen Searcy out there. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be two of those three guys are
going
to play.
But I've also, I mean, going back to that, I mean, like, I've also seen I've seen Harry Douglas on depth charts as our number two wide receiver starting.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know that's not going to happen. No, so, like, you know, we got to take these projected.
What website is that so I can stop getting my stuff from that? And that's horrible.
Yeah, it's probably Skip Bayless's website.
No, I think if Byard steps up this year, you're going to see.
Seems like he'd be the free safety, and Cyprian would be the strong safety, and Cyprian would come up and help with the run and destroy, and Byard would be more of a ball hawk and ball pass. That's what it seems like, but again, I'm not an X and O's. You know, I'm not a former defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Searcy to me looked slow last year, though. He kind of reminded me of Michael Griffin at the end of his career.
He was 63rd by Pro Football Focus, which is not very good.
That's so, no. Right. That makes it a hole. Like they always say.
Yeah, it's a hole, but there's possible answers, and I expect improvement. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so.
Another hole that I had on my list was edge rusher, outside linebacker.
Yeah, we alluded to that earlier when we were talking about.
They're like, I mean, the starters are solid.
The starters are good, but
it's a depth thing.
Depth's definitely a major
concern. That's what I mean. Like,
Arakpo's had injuries.
Because I was about to say, Arakpo, Morgan, they both had major injuries. Yep. You could see, like, one of them goes down, what are we going to do?
I'd agree. Yep.
You got the people behind.
You're going to have big issues getting to the quarterback.
You got Kevin Dodd behind them.
Yeah, that's a.
Well, they drafted Caraway as sort of a safety net for Dodd, and like he was really good at TCU.
He couldn't defend the run, though.
Right.
But Arakpo really can't either.
I think we've got enough guys that are good run, you know, good against the run to mask that.
But Arakpo's one of those pass rusher pretty weak against the run. You look at all the stuff on him on the run, he's a good pass rusher, but he struggles against the run. So
Aaron Wallace was a guy we took out of UCLA last year in the 7th round.
Yeah, he showed some signs down the stretch.
He showed some pretty good signs down the stretch last year. He played pretty good. Justin Staples is a guy. He's more of a special teams guy. But behind that, man, you got Dodd, which is we haven't even seen him on the playing field yet. And you got Caraway, which is a rookie. So basically, there's not many people.
You've got two guys at edge rusher. If they get hurt, we're in trouble, you would think. Yeah, somebody emerges out of nowhere. But see, the thing is, LeBeau likes to blitz a ton. So LeBeau is kind of, it's almost like it's up his alley. If he has the blitz, he'll bring it. You know? Now, our secondary was just so bad last year, it obviously wasn't effective. Hopefully, the secondary's a little better. I think you're going to see us blitz, though. I mean, I think you're going to see us blitz our share again this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's his style. So I had it on here. He was the guy that invented the zone blitz scheme, basically.
Yep.
So
that's another thing I wondered, just to go back to LeBeau. Sometimes I wonder if
people are figuring him out.
Yeah, not figuring him out. It's just he innovates, and then everybody innovates because all their whole life's football, and all they do is watch tape all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So now that he was outsmarting him before, maybe he had a half a step on some of the offensive coordinators. Now they see that stuff every week, and you lose a little bit of your fastball.
Sort of like the Tampa cover 2 thing. Yes. Everybody caught up to that.
Yeah, they catch up to it. He's still, pretty good, but he's just, so are, 18 other defensive coordinators now. But at the time, one or two guys are kind of on that level, Right. So that's worries about LeBeau, too, if it's caught up with him a little bit.
Going back to the outside linebackers, a guy that I've seen that we're interested in that still hadn't signed anywhere, he had 11 sacks last year for the Colts, Eric Walden. They say he's more of just a pass rusher, but that's kind of what we need.
Absolutely. That's a good point. Yeah.
He had 11 sacks last year. The Colts, I don't know why they didn't re-sign him back. Maybe a money. You're killing me with the questions today, Chris. I don't look up all these, every single stat. You want to look it up?
Yeah, I mean, I will.
Yeah, look it up right now.
Yeah, we do need something like that. It's insurance, too.
Yeah, well, and if it's a money issue, he's not going to want to go he's without 31. Getting paid. So, he's a little older.
Some people seem to feel that last year's season was almost flukish. He struggled real badly against the run. It was like hit or miss. He would either get a sack or not perform very well. But we need that.
A third of his career sacks last year.
But again, if it's not a lot of money and we need – you know, backup, I'd have no problem with bringing
him. He's going to eventually want a job. He's not going to want to not. I mean, unless he retires all of a sudden. If he wants bigger money, he might as well just hang him up. Devin Taylor just got released by the Lions. It's another guy that I could see that we could kind of go after. He's a younger guy, Chris. I think he's 24.
Yeah.
Or he might be 25. He's another purely pure pass rusher. There's not a lot of defensive end or outside linebackers out there right now that are both defending the run and rushing the pass.
Oh yeah, you're not gonna get many of those.
I mean,
not on the market.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're all signed. There's a reason that these guys are still on the market. They're one way or the other.
Well, all of them have downsides about them.
And we talk about next year. I brought up the draft. Inside linebackers is a spot we're gonna be all over.
Yeah.
Outside rusher is going to be a spot we're all over. Those will probably be our two first picks. I know it's so early to say that, but I'd be surprised if at least one, if not both of those, aren't our first two picks.
I agree with
that. Next year, those are going to be like big spots that and free agency also will dictate a lot. I think free agency next year, we need to, we still have money. So, we still got some. I think we're going to be one of the top 10 teams next year for agent money.
Right. We're going to give some money, a little bit of money to Lawan.
Yep. You talked
about Lawan. Are we going to keep Spain?
I'm not going to dig into the free agency next year.
Right. No, I know. We're just talking about holes, so I'm looking forward.
Yeah,
also
right.
Also the money, going into next year, filling some of these holes.
Yeah.
So, obviously a lot. We'll see what happens this year. Hey, Morgan might have 15 sacks. And, Morgan's always been on the cusp of being
great.
Really, really good.
yeah.
But he finds a way just to be okay. But he's not a bad player. He's pretty solid. And it would not shock me if the secondary is better, if Morgan could have, I don't want to say a breakout year. If Morgan, what do you have? Did he have 9 sacks last year?
9.5.
9.5. I could see Morgan jumping up to like 11.5. I know that sounds crazy. He's still in the sweet spot of his career age-wise where, if secondary improves, gives a little. Morgan could, Ragpo to me is the guy I worry about falling off a cliff.
Yeah.
Morgan, if he stays healthy, I think we'll have a solid year for us.
Ragpo kind of reminds me of, he's better than Wembley, obviously. But that's a guy, he kind of came on at the end of his career. He had a good couple years for us, and then he just kind of fell off. Yeah. But that's who Ragpo, I think he's a little better. But,
Ragpo could just fall off at any minute, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was choking there.
It's all right.
Man.
I got one more hole that I have down that might surprise you. Running back. What do you think?
Wait a second.
Let's hear it. Let me explain myself first.
So you don't like you?
No. That's not it.
Running back.
No, that's not it.
Are we still on the Titans?
Okay, you got Murray and Henry, but most teams carry three backs. We don't have a third back. We got Fluellen.
Well, I'm not saying, water boy also.
Well, I'm not saying that he's going to get a lot of playing time, but say, and let's hope this doesn't happen. Obviously, say Murray goes down. You're going to have Henry. You're going to wear him out, have him play every single snap? What are you going to do?
No, but he'll play a lot.
He'll play a lot, but who's going to spell him?
Yeah, Matt Castle? I'm with you. Third team running back.
Like a third down runner.
Sign those guys, though?
You can waiver wire backup running back.
You see those guys get signed in the middle of the season all the time.
You can, but I'm not saying that's a major hole. I'm just saying that I think that something, maybe even, I had Calfani, the guy that we drafted, if he can make the team, that he could be a guy that can step
Absolutely.
Up. I'm just saying that's something that I think that they need to keep.
I see what you're saying. I think most teams' third running back's not very good.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not
saying
proven,
sign like Ray Rice or nothing.
We're gonna have to agree to disagree.
I don't know about the running back.
I'm just saying that for the third, we need a guy for the third spot. I mean, and Muhammad might be the guy.
If Mariota gets hurt, I mean, what are we going to do then?
Yeah.
You know, is that a hole? I mean.
Well, I'm just saying, Murray's been injury prone.
Yeah, he's been a little bit. But Henry,
which I'm not saying he's going to get hurt.
And with Henry, you would hope you don't overload Murray
right
through the year. So, I mean, I see what you're saying, but I just think if a running back start fall, injuries like that, you're going to be in some trouble.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree. That was just something that I had as a footnote that not a major hole, obviously, but just something that you
could. I thought you would actually go backup quarterback more than backup running back because Castle's out with the thumb. I've never been that high on Castle. So if you're looking at backup quarterback, I could see us doing better at backup quarterback.
Alex Tanny, buddy.
No. I mean, I'm just saying.
Hey, go look at his YouTube videos, though. Seriously. I'm not even joking.
What is he doing on YouTube?
Dude, he has the best, like, accuracy hitting, like, a cone on top from, like, 80 yards. I'm dead serious, though. Go look it up. It's, like, it's insane.
That's what he does all day during practice while the other quarterbacks throw the football. Yeah, he's over there hitting cups.
He's, like, knocking Coke cans off the top of the uprights or something.
Empty water cups.
He's throwing it through the tire like a Cialis commercial or something. But that's all I really see.
Yeah, that's them are all the holes I got. What about you, Chris?
I mean, I can't really see any more. I mean, you just hope Alec, Klein is going to take a little step forward on the guards.
If he stays average, though, which was last year's kind of average.
Right. We drafted that Corey Levin guy, too.
We've got enough depth on the O-line. You don't really feel like it's going to be a hole. I really can't think of any. I mean,
stuff can become a hole, but we're just looking on paper. That's the issues we look at going into the year. And I think everybody that watched the Titans last year, hate to keep saying over and over, and it gets boring. The secondary was terrible.
Right.
I mean,
that's got to be. I think that's our number one need.
Yeah.
And even in front of outside.
I can't wait to see the first preseason game on the starters play to see how the secondary looks.
Me too. Yeah.
Football to me is starting to look forward to seeing guys. I want to see Adoree Jackson. I want to see Davis. I want to see guys. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's
going
to
be fun.
I hate to see the Predators lose, but again, it's just a straight step ahead line to football season.
We got baseball still.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, baseball. I mean, I don't want to offend any of the baseball fans out there, so. I'm not feeling it too much.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think that might wrap it up for us today.
We need to talk about reviews,
though.
One more thing,
yeah.
I know we bring it up, reviews. And it sounds like we're begging for reviews.
Yeah.
Please, reviews.
Yeah, I got these cheeseburgers. No, I definitely need, we need reviews for sure, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take that long. It's only a 30-second type deal. So it's just, you know, if you could give us a review, we can take any criticism you bring also.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, feel free to put on there. Well, don't put a 1-star on there. Just if you got that big of a problem, just send us an email. But no, seriously, if you see something that we need to work on, let us know.
Because if there's an issue, we can never address it if you don't let us know.
Right.
But more than anything, we just want to make ourselves look good.
Right, for sure.
So I'm just kidding. But if you could give us reviews, and that's all I got.
And once again, check out the website. Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter. We're always asking for questions. I'll send out just a question midweek, and sometimes we answer it on the podcast. So just do that. Do that for us, and that's going to wrap it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have anything else. I guess until next week, keep the flags up.
Do them trash cans.
Oh, yeah.
Tighten up.